Hey everyone, welcome back. You ready to dive into some seriously wild AI news?
Always. What have you got for us today?
Today we're looking at January 6th, 2025.
Oh, wow.
And let me tell you, this day is already shaping up to be huge EE in the world of AI, like seriously huge.
I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
Well, I've been looking at all these articles, and well, it just seems like everything's happening at once. AI workers, fusion energy, and oh, this one's a bit creepy. AI that can basically copy you.
Okay, you're right. That is a lot to unpack. Where do you even want to start?
Let's start with these AI workers.
Okay.
Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, he's predicting we'll see AI workers deployed this year.
Wow, this year, that's
I know, right? And he's not just talking about like automating tasks or something.
Yeah.
This is different. This is AI that's on its way to being as smart as humans.
He's talking about AGI,
Exactly.
artificial general intelligence.
Yep, the holy grail of AI
I
research.
mean, that's mind-blowing to think
That's
it might
about
actually be within reach, you know?
ready.
Like to actually achieve that level of intelligence. It's just, wow.
So imagine, just imagine having an AI teammate,
Yeah.
someone who could help with all those tedious tasks or like brainstorm new ideas with you.
It's incredible when you think about the possibilities.
But I know
What's
what you're going
going
to
on?
say. It
Yeah.
is a little intimidating too, right?
It is, definitely. There are so many questions about how this level of AI will impact, well,
A
everything.
workforce, yeah, and society as a whole.
We're talking about extremely powerful technology here. We really need to think about, to make sure its development is done responsibly.
You're absolutely right. And speaking of impact, one of the articles, it quotes Joshua, OpenAI's head of alignment, I think he said. He
Okay.
said, every single facet of the human experience is going to be impacted.
Wow, every facet. I mean, it's true.
It's not just about jobs, it's about relationships, it's about creativity, how we spend our free time, even.
I think it's hard to really grasp, honestly, the potential for disruption here. It's unlike anything we've ever seen.
What's that saying? Those who ignore history.
Are doomed to repeat it. Yeah.
So I was thinking about historical parallels,
Right.
like think about the printing press or electricity. AI could be on that same level.
It really could. Reshaping everything we know. Everything.
Okay, wow. That's a lot to process, but we're not done yet.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah. How about this? AI that can replicate your personality with 85% accuracy in just 2 hours.
You're kidding, right?
Nope. Imagine a like an AI assistant that's basically you.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's I can't decide if it's creepy or cool.
It's both. I mean, think about
I
it.
am, I
Like
yeah.
an AI therapist that is tailored to your personality, or like customer service bots that actually understand you, even digital legacies after death. Can you imagine?
Okay, yeah. Those are pretty cool applications, but
It,
it does
yeah.
raise a lot of questions.
Because about privacy and like data security and just the potential for, misuse.
Yeah.
The idea of a digital version of me running around out there, it's fascinating.
Right. But yeah, also a little unsettling.
Definitely. I think this is where we need to have some serious conversations, about responsible development and like setting some very clear boundaries. Like, where do we draw the line between cool technology and just too much?
Okay, enough with the digital world for a second.
Wait, there's more.
Oh, there's more. What about AI's impact on the real world?
Okay. Hit me.
Sam Altman expects a net gain fusion demonstration soon.
He does.
Yes, we could be talking limitless clean energy.
Limitless. Wow. That is
I don't know,
huge.
right? It would be,
It would revolutionize everything. The energy sector, climate change,
Yeah.
it would solve one of the biggest problems facing humanity. It's almost too big to imagine.
I feel like we're on the verge of like a clean energy utopia.
It's hard to overstate the potential impact of something like that.
Okay, and speaking of utopia, have you seen this new AI mirror from Withings?
The one that can monitor your health just by looking at you.
Yeah. It analyzes like subtle changes in your appearance to detect potential health problems.
It's part of this huge trend towards personalized medicine, where AI is being used to like tailor healthcare to an individual's
So
needs.
no more doctor's appointments.
Well, maybe not quite yet.
Yeah.
But it is amazing to see the progress.
I know, it's just incredible.
Oh, and the VP at NVIDIA, he's predicting a ChatGPT moment for robotics. We could be about to see that same explosion of innovation and capability, but in robotics this time.
So robots as smart and intuitive as ChatGPT. I mean, on the one hand, that's
Exciting.
yeah, exciting. But on the other hand, a little, I don't know.
A little scary.
Yeah, maybe. It depends how you look at it, I guess.
I think that's what's so important about this.
Yeah.
The potential benefits of all this are enormous, but so are the potential challenges.
And the pace of development is just insane.
We need to stay informed and engaged, you know. This stuff is going to impact everyone.
Absolutely. And speaking of impact, let's talk about the business side of AI.
Yeah.
OpenAI, they're actually losing money on ChatGPT Pro.
Yeah.
It just goes to show, you know, even groundbreaking tech, it still needs to be financially sustainable.
Right. I hadn't thought about that.
Mm.
But yeah, the computational resources to run these huge AI models are expensive. Super expensive.
Not to mention all the other costs like data security, moderation, and all the ethical considerations.
Right.
And then you've got the competition.
Oh yeah, the AI arms race.
Elon Musk is teasing the launch of Grok 3. Google's got a new AI agent architecture in the works.
It's crazy. The pace of development is just incredible. Every day there are new breakthroughs, new hardware, new software, new applications. It's hard to keep up.
I know, right? Hold on tight, folks, because things are about to get even wilder.
Wilder? How?
How about this? Patients can now control AI and robotics with their thoughts.
Whoa. Are you serious?
Yep. There's this, what do they call it?
Mind to AI large model.
Yes. That's it. It lets people operate digital avatars, interact with AI models, and even control robotic devices, all using their minds.
That is. I don't even...
It's insane, right? I mean, the potential for people with disabilities is... wow.
It's amazing.
But then, remember that tweet from Altman? The one where he said, where...
Near the singularity.
Yes. Near the singularity. What do you think he meant by that?
Well, the singularity. It's this, this hypothetical point, you know, where... AI becomes, well, smarter than humans.
Oh, right.
And capable of, like, self-improvement, but at an exponential rate. So, yeah, it basically takes over.
Takes over.
Yeah, that's the idea. Right. Whether or not we're actually approaching that point, I don't know. Nobody knows.
But Altman seems to think.
Well, yeah, his comment definitely, you know, adds fuel to the fire.
It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It really is.
We've gone from AI assistants to AI colleagues and now potentially to like super intelligent AI that's evolving faster than we can even comprehend.
And that's the thing, isn't it? The speed of it all. It's just mind-blowing.
It's exhilarating.
Right.
But also a little unnerving.
Definitely. And it raises some big questions. Like, if AI is advancing this rapidly, what skills are even going to be valuable in the years to come?
Yeah.
You know, what do we need to learn? How do we even prepare for a world where AI plays such a dominant role?
Those are the $1 trillion questions, aren't they?
They are. It's one thing to, you know, talk about the technology. But what does it actually mean for us, for our lives?
Like, on a practical level.
Exactly. On a practical level.
Okay, so what do you think? What's the answer?
Well, I think one thing is clear. Adaptability.
Adaptability, okay.
We need to be able to learn new skills quickly, to be flexible.
Because?
Because the jobs of tomorrow might not even exist today.
Whoa.
It's true. Think about it. We need to embrace lifelong learning. We need to constantly be evolving.
Alongside the technology.
Alongside the technology, yeah. Exactly.
So we basically need to become learning machines ourselves.
In a way, yes.
Okay. But what specific skills, like what should we be focusing on?
Well, critical thinking is going to be more important than ever.
Critical.
With AI generating so much information, some of it could be misleading.
Right.
We need to be able to discern fact from fiction.
To analyze information carefully.
Exactly. And form our own judgments.
So it's about being in control of your own understanding.
Yes. Not just blindly accepting what an AI tells you.
Right, right. Okay, so critical thinking, got it. What else?
Creativity.
Creativity.
Yeah. AI can automate tasks, it can generate content, it can analyze data, but true innovation, you know, that often requires that human spark, imagination, ingenuity, things that AI can't quite replicate, at least not yet.
So there's still a place for human artistry.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about human connection, empathy.
Ah, right, those soft skills.
As we interact more and more with AI, it's crucial to nurture those uniquely human qualities, the things that make us, well, us.
So collaboration, communication, building relationships, all that stuff.
It's going to be even more important in a world where we're interacting with machines as much as we are with other humans.
Wow. You've given us a lot to think about.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg, honestly. I mean, on a more philosophical level, I think it's important to, you know... to think about what all of this means for our understanding of intelligence itself.
Okay.
If AI can reach human-level intelligence, What does that say about consciousness?
Whoa.
About what it means to be human? These are big questions.
They really are. It seems like this AI revolution isn't just about technology.
No. It's forcing us to re-examine some of our most fundamental beliefs about ourselves, about the universe.
It's a time of profound change, for sure, and uncertainty.
But also a time of immense opportunity.
Opportunity.
Yeah. We have the chance to shape the future of AI, to ensure that it's used for good.
To create a world where technology enhances our lives.
Rather than diminishes them.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Me too.
So as we navigate this, this brave new world of AI, what's the key?
Stay informed, stay adaptable, and most importantly, stay human.
But with all this incredible potential we've talked about, I mean, there's a darker side to this too, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
Like any powerful tool, AI can be misused.
Right. It's a double-edged sword. We've already seen the concerns about deepfakes, about surveillance, even the risk of autonomous weapon systems.
It's a lot to think about, for sure.
The same technology that could, like, revolutionize healthcare could also be used to create incredibly realistic fake videos. You know?
Yeah. To erode trust in institutions.
Yeah.
Or even manipulate elections.
It's scary.
It is. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations, you know, mm-hmm. to be aware of the risks and to figure out how to mitigate them.
So we need safeguards. We need to prioritize responsible development.
And ensure that human values are at the forefront of AI research.
It's not just about building smarter machines.
No, it's about building machines that align with our values, that serve humanity. Not the other way around.
It's not just about the tech itself.
It's about how we choose to use it.
The guidelines we put in place, the ethical considerations.
Precisely.
And it's not just the responsibility of, you know, governments and tech companies to figure this out. We all have a role to play.
We do. We need to educate ourselves about this technology.
Be aware of the potential benefits and the risks.
And engage in these conversations, because at the end of the day, the future of AI is the future of humanity.
Okay. Before we wrap things up, I have to ask about this whole singularity thing again.
Yeah.
Is it really possible that AI could become so advanced that it, like, surpasses human intelligence and takes control?
I mean, it's a fascinating concept, the singularity. And there's a lot of debate about whether it's even possible, whether it's real or just science fiction.
But with AI advancing so rapidly,
it's hard not to wonder, right? Are we heading towards some kind of technological tipping point?
It's definitely something that fuels the imagination. I mean, machines that can think and learn faster than any human, it's exciting and terrifying at the same time.
It is. But the potential benefits are huge. I mean, imagine solving problems like climate change.
Or poverty.
Curing diseases. Advancing science at an unprecedented pace.
That the risks.
The risks are equally significant. We need to be very careful.
We need to make sure we're not creating something that could ultimately harm us.
Or even threaten our existence.
It's a huge responsibility.
It is. And that's why we need those safeguards. We need to prioritize ethical development.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that human values are at the forefront of all of this. We need to be asking ourselves, not just can we do this, but should we do this? And how can we do this responsibly?
It's not just about building the most advanced technology possible.
It's about building technology that aligns with our values, that contributes to a better future for everyone.
Well said. Okay, we've covered so much in this deep dive, you know, the amazing potential of AI, the ethical questions, and how our listeners can actually help shape the future. It's a lot to process. I'm sure our listeners are feeling a little overwhelmed, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot. It's a really complex field, changing so quickly. And honestly, it's okay to feel overwhelmed. It's a natural reaction, you know?
So don't freak out.
Just get curious.
Get curious.
Yeah. Ask questions. Try to see things from different angles and find information from good sources. Don't be afraid to really dig into the details, even if it seems a bit scary at first.
It's like anything new.
Exactly.
The more you learn about it, the more comfortable you get.
Yeah. And with AI, there's just so much to learn.
It never ends. But that's what makes it so exciting. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It constantly pushes the limits of what we thought was possible.
Okay. So say our listeners are ready to embrace that curiosity, you know, and start learning more. What are some good resources they can check out?
Well, there are some incredible books that give a really thorough overview of AI, like its history, its potential impact. Superintelligence by Nick Bostrom is a classic.
Okay.
And The Master Algorithm by Pedro Domingos. That's a great one for exploring different approaches to machine learning.
Those sound pretty...
dense.
Yeah, a little. Any suggestions for something a bit easier to understand, you know, for people who are just starting to learn about AI.
Oh, for sure. AI Superpowers by Kai-Fu Lee. It offers a really interesting perspective on the, you know, the global AI landscape.
Okay.
And The Age of AI by Henry Kissinger, Eric Schmidt, and Daniel Huttenlocher. That one explores the geopolitical side of things.
Great suggestions. What about online resources? Websites, podcasts, YouTube channels, that sort of thing?
Tons of them. The OpenAI blog is great. So is MIT Technology Review. They're good for staying up to date on the latest breakthroughs, the debates.
Okay.
And podcasts like the AI Podcast with Lex Fridman, Data Skeptic. They have great conversations with experts. Really insightful.
Awesome. We'll definitely link those in the show notes. So there are lots of ways to learn more about AI, no matter what your level of expertise is.
Exactly. And the more people who take the time to learn about this stuff, the better.
Right. Okay. But learning is one thing. What about actually doing something? What can our listeners do to help shape the future of AI?
Talk about it. You know, have those conversations about ethics, about how AI is governed.
So with friends and family.
Yeah. With everyone. Share interesting articles, talk about the stuff we've been discussing, and contact your elected officials. Let them know this is important to you.
So it's not just about, you know, reading articles and listening to podcasts. It's about sharing what you learn, talking about it with others.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because the more these conversations happen, the more likely it is that we'll make the right decisions about how AI is used.
Makes sense.
And if you're really passionate about this, consider getting involved in, like, activism.
Activism.
Yeah. There are tons of organizations working to promote responsible AI development.
Oh, okay.
Addressing bias in algorithms, ensuring AI benefits everyone. You can join them. Make your voice heard.
So real grassroots action.
Exactly. And honestly, don't underestimate your own power to make a difference. Even small choices, like supporting companies that are developing AI ethically, those matter too.
So it's about the choices we make every day. Being aware of what we're buying, who we're supporting.
Exactly. It's about being a conscious consumer, a thoughtful citizen in this, you know, increasingly AI-powered world.
Well said.
Thank you.
I think we've really covered a lot today. We explored the amazing potential of AI, talked about the challenges, and I hope empowered our listeners to really engage with this technology to help shape its future.
It has been a fascinating conversation, and I think it shows just how much there is to talk about when it comes to AI. This is only the beginning.
And I have a feeling we'll be talking about this a lot more in the future. AI is not going anywhere.
Definitely not. It's just going to become more and more integrated into our lives.
Well, to all our listeners out there, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. We hope it was informative and thought-provoking and, yeah, maybe even a little inspiring.
Remember, the future of AI isn't set in stone. It's a future we're all creating together.
Yeah.
So stay curious, stay engaged, and let's build a future where AI benefits everyone.
That's a fantastic note to end on. Until next time, stay curious, keep asking questions, and we'll see you all soon.